If you don't know the song, sing it along with them in spirit.
Nothing less than full surrender. Nothing less than yielding all. Nothing less than gladly saying, here am I at Jesus' call.
I have been speaking to you lovingly. I have been speaking to you strongly. But I want you to know that my grace is sufficient for every one of you to have my best.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Glory. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, praise the Lord, amen.
conference,
the Lord spoke, I think in the very first meeting, that if we would have ears to hear, he would have something to say to everyone here. I've heard a few testimonies from people while we were waiting for the bell to ring in the dining room or someplace else along the grounds of how the Lord has spoken in one meeting or another. One told me that they didn't get much out of the first few meetings, but oh, that last one, this was right in the middle of the conference. That was mine. That was for me. And so the Lord does. He speaks to us. Another brother told me that something in one of the early meetings hit him like a ton of bricks. Thank the Lord. The Lord has spoken to me in this conference. Brother Edwin's story the other night about the Swiss lady that came home and then repented for being disappointed that they hadn't saved her any supper, that got to me. That's quite some story. It makes you feel I'm not as careful as I should be. I believe the Lord has spoken to you, hasn't he?
Yes.
And now the Lord said again, I've spoken to you lovingly. I've spoken to you strongly. And I want you to know that my grace is sufficient for every one of you to have my best. Oh, I want his best, don't you?
Yes.
The things we've learned here are not just to be written down in our notebook or to be kept on a cassette tape, but they're to be put into practice down in the city, on the job, in the home, in your business dealings. They're to be put into practice. Same cat, another story. We have one of those collars you put on the cats, you know? Do you ever hear them advertised or see in the paper the advertisement about these flea and tick collars? You put them on, oh, I tell you, they work wonderful from October to July. But August and September, when there's fleas, they don't work. The rest of the year, they work fine. And sometimes when we're isolated in a conference or when we're having one blessing after another, boy, it all works fine. But then we get down into the home, we get back where the tests and the trials are, and we're likely to forget about it and just go back to our old ways. Now the Lord has said his grace is able to give every one of us his best. Let's believe God that the things that he's dealt with us about during these days will stay with us, that they'll change us, that we'll get rid of these fleas all the time, 12 months of the year, that we'll please Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. We have a motto here, holiness unto the Lord, and sometimes it's just a motto, and we pride ourselves. Emmanuel, our church motto, is the same thing. From 1936, when we moved into our building, that motto was put over the front of the church, holiness unto the Lord. And we're just a little bit in danger sometimes of recognizing it as a motto. That's our motto, holiness unto the Lord. But we need to be reminded again and again that it's holiness unto the Lord in the kitchen, in the pots and the pans, on the horse bridles. It's holiness unto the Lord all through every area of life.
Amen.
And so let's go from this conference determined that the things that God has spoken to us about are going to be put into practice 12 months of the year, right around the clock. Now let's turn to 385 and sing this camp song once again. Holiness unto the Lord is our watchword and song. 385.
Call from the world and his idols come.
have served thee. We pray, Lord, that you will reward them with heavenly rewards that far surpass any monetary rewards that could be given. Bless them with the blessings of your grace and your strength, your wisdom and power. Oh, Lord, we pray for those that are staying on, that you will be with them and guide them and protect them as they close up the camp. We pray, Lord, for those that are leaving, that you will go with each one, lead and guide, provide the right job opportunities and so on for every one of them. We pray that you'll bless them in their homes and their various situations. And dear Lord, we even particularly pray that our cars shall be blessed as we travel from this place. Lord Jesus, that your presence shall be in every car, that we'll be careful of our conversations as we go from this place, and your blessing be upon us, oh Jesus. Again, we thank you for the staff and for all this service that has been rendered for thee. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Now let's all stand and sing the fourth. This last time, let's hold that long, and let's hold it all year long, that we're going to live holiness unto the Lord. Last verse.
Yo, oh, yo, as you go from this place, be mindful that my glory goes with you, and that my presence accompanies you. And as you take heed unto the things that you have heard, I will work them in your life, and there'll be a glorious fulfillment of my purposes in
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Everyone at this time to just take for yourself the grace that you need for God's best in your life. I take it, Lord. I take it right now. Thank you for the way you have met us.
Yes.
We ask, Lord, that you will bless those that have ministered to us. Bless our brother Edwin, oh God, we pray. We thank you for the word that has come forth. We thank you for each one who has ministered. We pray, oh Lord, that you will strengthen and renew and reward by your Spirit. And Lord, for each one of us, we pray that thy grace shall be ministered to us. Let your presence go with us. Oh Lord, keep us in union and fellowship with thee. Help us to remember that there is a place by thee. Oh Lord, help us to remember, oh God, you've called us to be your bond servants. Help us to put on these things that we have heard of this morning. Oh Lord Jesus, and we thank you that your grace is sufficient. We thank you and we praise you. Amen.
Amen.
God be with you and bless you and protect you on your way, or if you're staying on these grounds. Amen.